Two Russians and an American blasted off for the International Space Station on Tuesday. They're the first people to live on the new station, but not the first to visit. They haven't even opened the airlock yet, but another team has already finished their work and returned to Earth. Their mission? To give the International Space Station that little extra something that says home. I'm talking about the Space Welcome Wagon, and their commander, Colonel Paul Mather, joins me in our studio. Colonel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Colonel, when you first got to the station, how did it look?
Well, technically, it was operating perfectly, Peter. Its environmental and logistical systems were up to speed. It was capable of sustaining life and fulfilling its mission objectives. But it didn't really make a statement. It was very cold, very banal, very Howard Johnson. It just didn't say welcome.
So what did your team do?
Well, first off, Peter, zero-G fruit basket. It's just some apples, some grapes, some delicious fresh mango. That was just yummy. And we threw in a little Belgian chocolate in there, too.
Oh, I like those.
Oh, it was to die for. We wrapped the whole thing up with a nice sort of Victorian velvet bow and secured it to the bulkhead with Velcro.
Presentation's very important, isn't it?
It really is, especially in space. I mean, even if you're just sipping Tang through a little straw, you know, is that just a plain straw or is it some kind of fun curly straw? It makes a difference.
Now, a fruit basket sounds nice, but it's not going to make a room.
Roger that. That's why we did some wall treatments, which can be difficult to do in zero gravity, but we managed to get some texture in there. We did some things with color, some faux marbling. Major Thompson did some interesting, amazing things with stencils, you know, not over the top, not too busy.
No, you don't want too much.
No, you don't want to create a claustrophobic feeling. That's really a danger in a space capsule. That and micrometeorites.
What about the space station's actual systems? Did you make any changes there?
Minimal changes, Peter. We reconfigured some of the control panels to be more feng shui. We put whimsical screensavers on most of the computer displays, but the major change was to redo the space station's sound design.
How do you mean?
Well, say, for example, that an airlock blows open and the station's atmosphere starts evacuating into space.
Okay.
The alarm they had was so jarring. I mean, it was disturbing. So we just tossed it and did our own. Because, really, at a time like that, you need to relax. I mean, the last thing you need is some crazy siren telling you you're running out of air. I mean, hello, you know that. That's why you can't breathe.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear your new alarm.
Sure.
Psst. Hey. Hey. The airlocks have depressurized.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice, isn't it? Wait, there's more.
Emergency. Emergency.
That's me, can you tell?
The space station will explode in 2 seconds.
Normally, I don't like to listen to my voice, but I think that turned out really well.
Oh, it's great. It's relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's not in your face. I think that works great.
It sort of rocks you to sleep while you burn up in the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, Colonel Mather, what's next on your agenda? Mir, maybe?
Oh, I wouldn't touch Mir, Peter. They've got a wonderful kind of retro neo-socialist kitsch thing going on there. It hangs together really well. It works.
Colonel Paul Mather, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Peter.
Colonel Paul Mather of Space Welcome Wagon.